We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. I am Maria White, Deputy Erie County Executive on behalf of Mark Poloncarz. I welcome you to the Emergency Operations Center. I am joined today, this morning, by our Deputy Commissioner of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, Greg Butcher, and by our Special Assistant to the Commissioner of DPW, John Rivera. I want to give you some updates today about some road closures this morning, and then I want to talk a little bit about the power outages that we have gotten recordings of and what some of the plan is to restore those power outages. I also just want to take a minute and thank you for being here. The most important thing we can do in these types of situations is to communicate directly with the public. We can't do that without support from the media, so I do want to thank you for joining us this morning. Road closures. Of course, there is a travel advisory throughout Erie County that remains in effect indefinitely for now. Route 5 is closed. Lakeshore Road in Hamburg is closed. Shimmerville Road in Clarence, closed. Trevitt Road in Concord near Zoar Valley is closed. Indian Church Road from Harlem to the Buffalo city limit is closed. And Brown Hill Road between Farner and Trevitt in the town of Boston is also closed. In terms of power outages, let me give you the most up-to-date information that we have. NYSIG has approximately 22,140 people without power. National Grid, slightly less than that, 19,824 without power. That's just here in Erie County. Orchard Park, Town of Aurora, City of Tonawanda, and the Town of Amherst have been the hardest hit areas. I can tell you, I was in touch just this morning with the folks from National Grid and NYSIG who are here in our Emergency Operations Center. National Grid reports that they have 900 extra people in town presently to support them. Those consist of line service folks, forestry folks, damage assessment, and they are expecting another 50 people joining them today. What is the plan for restoration? Overnight, the focus was really on rendering the downed lines safe, and it's important that we communicate to the public that we cannot start to fix the lines until the maximum wind speeds drop below 40 miles per hour, and that is not projected for some time yet, likely not until sometime quite later this afternoon. So we know that folks are frustrated with the lack of power and, frankly, the lack of clarity about when that power will be restored. We are in the process of working with the folks from National Grid and NYSIG to do rolling assessments. Those assessments will take place as daylight breaks, and NYSIG and National Grid will update their websites at that point and then continue to update us. We encourage you, obviously, if you wake up without power, to call in any overnight outages so that they can have the most up-to-date information. And by 10 o'clock this morning, we are anticipating holding an emergency manager's call with National Grid and NYSIG to be able to provide more specific updates to us by 10 a.m. this morning. So naturally, we will be reporting out what we know at that point, as will National Grid and NYSIG. Really, the last thing I want to conclude with, we have no reports of death or even serious injury as a result of that storm. That's in good part to the public heeding the warnings and, of course, to the media in communicating those messages. Last thing I want to convey, to continue to get up-to-date, really current information from the county, I really urge you to download the Ready Erie app. You can get update briefings from the National Weather Service directly, road closure information, all of that, including how to set up a security plan for your family, is all available on that app. With that, I'd like to introduce our Deputy Commissioner, Greg Butcher.
Good morning, everyone. Again, thank you for joining us. Just a couple of pointed things to go over. Obviously, we have other concerns in addition to the power outages. Low-lying areas for flooding are still of concern. as you heard everyone mention, as well as the reports you're getting from the National Weather Service, this is still considered a significant event and will continue to be a significant wind event for the near future. We are actively checking areas. The Sheriff's Patrol on Grand Island is looking for flooding. They have seen high water, but no flooding at this point. The City of Tonawanda Police are also reporting no flooding, but the water is still considerably high there. On Southern Erie County, the Evans Police are reporting that they're seeing a slight decrease in the water levels. We just want to also touch on a couple of health reminders. There are a lot of people utilizing generators during this power outage event, and carbon monoxide is a concern for everyone. Please make sure you follow common practice instructions that are provided with your generators and keep them at least 20 feet away from your house and provide them with an ample amount of ventilation. Individuals who are relying on medical devices that are critical to their health are reminded to be in contact with their provider, whether it be National Grid or NYSIG. We'll give you those numbers right now in the event that you are not in contact with them and you are a critical care customer. So the NYSIG number is 800-572-1131. Again, NYSIG is 800-572-1131. National Grid is 800-642-4272. Again, National Grid is 800-642-4272. In inclement weather issues related to power outages, we're asking you to try and remain warm the best you can. We are aware that some people are attempting to use other means to heat their homes, such as portable heaters. They also do pose some hazards, such as fire. Please make sure you keep the area clear around them to keep you and your family safe. At this time, currently, we have the following warming shelters still open across Erie County: the Lackawanna Senior Center at 230 Martin Road, the Hoover Beach Community Center at 3880 Hoover Road in Hamburg, and the Harbor House at 241 Genesee in Buffalo. As we start to determine later this morning the time to restoration, we may see an increase in the number of warming shelters across the county. We're actively working with our partners such as the Red Cross and the local communities and establishing some of those warming shelters as we're continuing to see significant numbers with power outages. Again, as the Deputy County Executive had spoken to, the utility crews are diligently working on restoration, but our goal first and foremost is the safety of not only the public but the crews that are out there working. So their goal is to render lines safe. Please keep in mind to always remember, if there's a line on the ground, treat it as if it's an energized line. That way everyone can stay safe. Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you so much. DPW, quick update.
Sure. Good morning, everyone. I want to as the Deputy County Executive said, thank you everyone who's been involved in this process. We've been very fortunate in that the communication has been clear. There really hasn't been any disruption of any of our processes. On the part of DPW, we've been working together with utility companies, sometimes in tandem right on site when there's tree removal needed or when there's lines down. We're there with staff to either, you know, deal with the debris of the trees or put up signage to close roads. I just ask that you, similar to what Deputy County Executive said, if you can't download the Ready Erie app, that way we'll be updating on what roads are closed or when they're reopened. But our crews have been out 24/7, and that's not changing. I visited one of our barns late last night around 11, and it was a full crew, full staff, ready to go out, moving with different types of equipment. We're fortunate that the snow subsided a bit, but you know, just because it doesn't look like much snow, just be careful out there. In any moment, we could see, you know, a bit more snow, and it doesn't take very much when we're in a high wind sort of time, and visibility can definitely be an issue. So, drive safe, and only drive if you have to. Thank you.
Terrific. Thanks again so much for coming. Are there any questions?
Maria, the utility said that they couldn't get really going until the wind died down. Any indication decision on when so that folks have some kind of a
Sure. Great question. We do anticipate having a better answer to that question after 10 o'clock this morning, Eileen. At 10 o'clock this morning, we have a briefing with our Emergency Management Division, and we'll have the best sort of update at that time. But given what we are predicting from the National Weather Service, they are not expecting the winds to die down significantly until quite late this afternoon after 3 p.m. So that means restoration will take some time. And I just want to encourage folks to be patient with that and to let them know that really the crews cannot get out there until we have sustained and gusts of wind less than 40 miles an hour.
Can you talk to the fact that the power companies and the tree companies are staging? I mean, there's trucks and parking lots all over the county.
Right, sure. That's on purpose. They are out there at a variety of different places in order to be able to be sort of pre-positioned for any possible outage and to be able to remedy the situation as quickly as possible, or frankly, if remedy is not possible, to triage the situation as quickly as possible. And of course, that is what National Grid and NYSEG have stressed on many of their conference calls. They have to do an assessment of the situation, render the line safe before they can actually restore them, and so having that kind of pre-staging across the county allows them to do that quicker.
Is there any word on the tremendous ice fall that occurred after the boom roll last night? Anything else that they've updated the county on?
I do not have an update on that. Greg, do you?
Sure. Yeah. We're continuing to see a very large flow of ice down the Niagara River out of Lake Erie. I know we have been working through the night with our partners at the New York Power Authority. They continue to keep the icebreakers going. The reason behind that is not only the flow of ice to go down the river, but additionally, the New York Power Authority, with its intakes, has an ability to help us maintain a static level in the river. When the jamming starts at the farther up the river, it precludes them from taking in enough water to lower the river level. So those icebreakers are imperative to the overall effort of keeping the water flowing properly. So we haven't seen anything change that at this point. Again, the river level's high due to the sheer amount of ice, but the icebreakers with the New York Power Authority continue to diligently do their work and allow us to keep that level manageable.
We know earlier this year the governor was kind of critical of NYSEG and other utility groups wouldn't have situations like this. In your assessment, as you've been working with groups as this storm kind of hit over the weekend, how do you feel they've been doing?
Well, my assessment is that they have been more responsive, and evidence of that, Carl Taylor, president and CEO of NYSEG, was here at the Emergency Operations Center yesterday, directly himself communicating with the county executive, with the staff here at the Emergency Operations Center. I think they have made an effort to improve communication, and I thank the governor for his advocacy in that regard. All right, folks, please.
It was. With a shift in the winds, we have not seen any additional significant ice movement. We're working actively with the town of Hamburg, who is monitoring the situation, and it still remains where it is, but it's not increasing at any danger level.
How many people voluntarily evacuated?
Majority of them stayed. I don't believe there was anyone that actually evacuated. They were given the opportunity. It was voluntary, and they chose to remain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.